No, I think maybe the message is, in a way, a little bit wrong. We didn't give them any ultimatum. What we asked them is that the process and the way this thing has been done, maybe there has been mistakes here and there. But we ask all those who want to stand as independent candidates that the SPLM belongs to us and this is their movement. And of course, the decision which has been made by the political leadership has been made on their behalf. And if some of them feel that he has been, in a way, disappointed by the decision of the political leadership, then we want him to respect the decision which has been made, and we want to keep the unity unity of the movement. And that we would not want them to stand on the independent candidate. We would want them to support the decision which has been made.
Now, General, some people are saying that the member standing as independent candidate basically gives the impression that there's division in the rank and file of the SPLM. Is that the case?
Well, I really don't think there is any division within the rank and file of the SPLM. Yeah, of course, maybe some individual might not feel happy with the final decision which has been met. But at the end of the day, this is normal. It happened. The electoral college or whatever they recommended, the people which they feel deserve, and the issue has been discussed at the political leadership. And, of course, about 5 members have been appointed from every state for the governors. And, of course, the political bureau is now to decide on only 1 out of 5. And, you know, it is a normal thing that if you have to choose 1 out of 5, you will run into a problem of who among the 5 is the best. And all of them are committed cadres of the movement for all these years. And we treat them equally. But again, you have to choose 1 of the 5. And of course, it's not a simple decision. I really don't think the decision has been made against any of them.
General, there are suggestions that because these guys are standing as independent candidates, some suggest that it will present as if there is a power struggle within the movement. And as such, other parties could possibly take advantage of it ahead of the general election. What is your take on that?
No, I don't think so. All of them are very, very good friends of mine personally. And again, all of them are committed cadres of the movement. And those I talked to, yes, in a way they are ready to stand as independent candidate. But if they win the election, which they feel they will win, they will remain strong members of the SPLM and the party. So they are not going away from SPLM. They are SPLM members.
Does the SPLM show of a united front with some of its members standing as independent candidates to challenge what the SPLM decision has been to give its own representatives ahead of the election? It doesn't present unity, does it?
Well, in a way, you know, SPLM is as wide as the ocean. It's that big, and I think everybody in South Sudan is SPLM or in the marginalized areas. And so you cannot really make everybody happy with the decision that is made by the political bureau of the SPLM. But at the end of the day, all these people are committed members of the movement, and of course they feel, yes, in a way, maybe some wrong decision has been made here and there, and they would want to stand as independent candidates. But they have given the ultimate sacrifice before, and they continue to give their commitment that they will stand as independent candidates, and when they win the election, they remain the strong members of the movement. And that's why everybody in the SPLM is telling them, "Love, this is our movement. There is no need. There is no reason for you to stand as independent candidate. Let's just continue to stand as one movement and one SPLM.
You were saying there's no pressure on these SPLM members who have decided to stand as independent candidate ahead of the election. No pressure whatsoever?
No, no, at all. At all. You know, I'm telling you, these are members of the SPLM who have sacrificed their life throughout all these years of SPLM for the cause of the marginalized people of the Sudan. And we have respect for them. We have respect for their decision which has been made by SPLM. It is in their interest and it is in the interest of the wider movement. So if they choose to stand as independent candidate, definitely they will, if they win, let me assume that they will win. But if they win, those seats which they will win, they will bring them back to the movement. So there is no any division within SPLM at all. I'm convinced of this.